From humble beginnings, a faith was born that swept the world. Today, that faith finds its most eloquent expression in the Basilica of St. Peter's and the magnificent art of the Vatican. Through the centuries, popes collected works from artists that have been treasured by millions over the years. Raphael, Giotto, Michelangelo, Bernini. Come, let us visit the tomb of St. Peter, where faith first expressed itself in art. In 2004, over the course of 100 days, a group of people were slaughtered by their own government. Confident that the UN would not stand in its way, Rwandan extremist radio stations told Hutus to kill and murder their Tutsi neighbours. During the genocide, more than 6 men, women and children were murdered every minute of every hour of every day. Originally estimated at 1 million, a recent report now estimates those numbers killed to be closer to 2 million. Once upon a time, there was a huge family of children, and they were terribly, terribly naughty. One day, all the nurses and nannies and governesses gave notice together. Mr. and Mrs. Brown, your children are so naughty that we cannot stand it 1 minute longer. What you need is Nurse Matilda. Mrs. Brown opened her eyes very wide and said, "Oh dear, what have those children been doing now?" In a remote part of India, people live as they have for centuries, in small villages where there is no electricity or running water. But there is a predator here who is cunning and calculating, a killer who has no fear of humans. Welcome to the Shundabans, one of the last places on Earth where people are the prey. Vampires. Those nocturnal monsters have lived in our imagination for centuries, preying on our fears and desires. The origin of the name vampire is not known. However, it was in common use by the 18th century when this monster finally evolved into the human undead. Victorian society held a deep fascination for the supernatural. Their fear of the unknown, that thing that goes bump in the night, was explored in Bram Stoker's novel,